You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. Everyone hates spoilers. They're a special kind of soul-crushing. You do everything you can to avoid them, only to fall victim to a stray tweet, a loaded headline, an overeager Wikipedia editor, or, on occasion, a devilish prank. Enter spoiler alerts. Their purpose? To protect the masses from unwanted knowledge. But really, what's so scary about knowing what happens? Because, like knowing Romeo and Juliet's eventual death, when the burden of plot is revealed, you're free to observe the ways in which a story is told. The choices and foreshadowing and subtle manipulations, the things that make art truly artistic. This July, Amazon showed off several new warehouse robots with names borrowed from Sesame Street that are presumably meant to evoke childhood wonder rather than futuristic dread. It's worth considering that more robots might help fill the worker shortage in the short term, but eventually it could mean the elimination of certain jobs. For now, however, Amazon's prototype robots are not yet capable of doing the most challenging and important work inside its fulfillment centers, picking the many products stored on its shelves. They're simply not smart enough. And more Americans have quit their jobs in the past few months than ever before, many citing job requirements that are no longer worth the paycheck. For tech workers who are already high-paid and in demand, that means moving between jobs with new requirements, including the ability to work remotely, more flexibility in work hours, and more time spent on meaningful tasks. This phenomenon is called the Great Reconsideration. It's not a total opting out of the workforce, but a reappraisal of what tech workers can expect to get out of their next job. A poll from Citrix in September found that 35% of tech workers leaving a job cited burnout. In their new jobs, 40% of workers prioritized flexibility, and another 41% looked for benefits beyond financial security, including perks around well-being. For some industries, conditions in 2021 have led to a golden age for workers, which means employers might not be able to compete without making concessions around where, when, and how employees work. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.